much for being a part of today's programming. Faith, family, and freedom. My, what wonderful words. I think they encompass basically what all of us should be cognizant about. Faith, our family, and our freedoms. And each one carries such a tremendous connotation. And our goal is to try to speak truth to error as best we can. I think there's so much disinformation, and much of it is planned to be that way. I think many of our news organizations, with the agenda that they have and the leadership and the oversight of those media, they have an agenda, and they have a philosophy, a creed that they want to somehow promulgate and push forward. And so today we have to be very careful. That's why I think our faith, our Bible that specifies right and wrong, tells us what we can and can't do, and tells us about how that we can know the Lord and a free pardon of sin, and how that we can be better people, better citizens, better husbands and wives and brothers, better sons and daughters. Well, this is what this program's about. You're going to enjoy it today, I am sure. Let's get into it. Again, thank you for taking time out of busy schedules. I realize that any program is requiring you, that is, to allocate some of your precious time to be a part of that programming. And I can't overestimate or overthank you for that you would give us some consideration. Our desire is to try to have discernment of what to present, so that you will not only be able to enjoy, but hopefully maybe there'll be something in there that'll help educate, help to advocate, and help us to realize some of the great things that we need to know, and to be vigilant, to, as the Bible says, be sober. And because our adversary as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So we need all of the planning and preparation that we can get. We have a segue here of two or three different things. They're not necessarily related, but I like the song that we're going to hear in just a moment. It's a song that we sing in our church. Many of you, I'm sure, sing it. The song says, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand. What a great song. What great lyrics. Let's enjoy it together.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't bother about it. Who feeds those sparrows is the one who stands by me. And the path that is my portion may be through the flame.
Government has only two ways of getting money other than raising taxes. It can go into the money market and borrow, competing with its own citizens and driving up interest rates, which it has done, or it can print money, and it's done that. Both methods are inflationary. We're victims of language. The very word inflation leads us to think of it as just high prices. And then, of course, we resent the person who puts on the price tags, forgetting that he or she is also a victim of inflation. Inflation is not just high prices. It's a reduction in the value of our money. When the money supply is increased, but the goods and services available for buying are not, we have too much money chasing too few goods.
The World War II Memorial is right here in the nation's capital. It was dedicated Memorial Day weekend 2004. It is a wonderful tribute to the men and women who fought in World War II to free us from tyranny and to those who paid the supreme sacrifice as well. If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Fame, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart. with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Been exciting, to say the least, and I hope you've enjoyed the songs, the little nuggets, and we're going to do something now. I think it says evolution debunked. I don't know about you, but I believe the God in heaven that put everything together, the constellations, the galaxies, the stars, even gave them names, created man. In his own image, there are only two neuters. God made male and female. There are no substitutions with God or no afterthoughts. For example, I've never believed that a one-celled amoeba through a mutative process and some kind of a random selection create what the scientists call a homo sapien, a thinking being. I've never believed that. I believe that God created by his own power and sovereignty, his own knowledge. You know, Christ is the wisdom of God. He's the power of God. We weren't just made somehow on the fly or on as an afterthought. God had a blueprint and he followed it and he made us and he gave us our nature, our will, and he gave us choice making. And so today, let's take a look at this thing that says evolution debunked.
Evolution is based on four major ideas. None of them have ever been observed. Number one, that life comes from non-life. We have not one single example of life coming from non-life. Number two, that all the life forms that we have today came from single-cell life forms. Many people do not know that while we do have single-cell life forms that we call bacteria, we have no two-celled life forms. We don't have three-celled life forms. We don't have four-celled life forms. We don't even have five-celled life forms. That is, we go from single-cell bacteria to complex life forms. So there's no evidence that all life comes from single-cell life forms. The third postulate of evolution is that time and chance drive evolution forward, of course, and time works against evolution. The chance of one simple 100-unit protein coming together by accident is a very big number. Time and chance make evolution absolutely impossible. The fourth postulate that evolution is based on is that what we see today, minor genetic variation in species, is evidence of macroevolution. So because cats are different colors, dogs are different sizes, that means that fish turned into cows. And of course, we know that that's not true because Mendel proved that all the genes that exist today, you can shuffle them around, but there are no new genes that were created.
Who can? he's my dearest friend. Well, if you think that no one loves you and your life, it's out of hand. I know a man who can. Well, I can't walk upon the water.
Which consists of the arts, the music, and literature of any generation, well, the culture of many generations have changed from time to time. Today, it appears that there is a complete rejection of what we once believed just a few years ago, and now it is accepted and almost expected that any semblance of those values must be replaced. In his book, The Death of the West, Pat Buchanan said, in our lifetime, many Americans have seen their God defiled, their heroes defiled, their values assaulted, their country invaded, and themselves demonized as extremists and bigots for holding on to beliefs that Americans have held for generations. Does it matter what we believe? If the belief, one has to agree that the foundation, the Bible said, if it be destroyed, what can the righteous do? There is right and wrong. Someone sets the boundaries. We just have to read a little history to find that once thriving nations can go into the ash heap of being utterly destroyed, and many are remembered as only once being in places of respect and authority. Except the Lord build the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Benjamin Franklin said at the Constitutional Convention that he said, the longer I live, the more of a truth I perceive, that if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, how can empires rise without his aid? Pride, prosperity, and perversion are mentioned as factors in the fall of Sodom. There is a just God that presides over the destinies of nations. So proclaimed Patrick Henry in the prelude to the American Revolution. How did we get to this place in time? Education is a huge part. When we begin teaching folks that there are no absolutes, that morality is what the whatever the individual wants it to be, that life in the womb can be killed just because of an inconvenience to the mother, that there are more than two genders, that the Bible is mythology, that there is no hereafter, that pleasure is the chief good, and that work is only for those who know nothing. These are the not just the beginnings of a dead society, but it is truly full-blown at this point.
Imagine New York, the 1940s, a city rising from the ashes of war and transforming into an economic powerhouse. The streets, which were once filled with uncertainty, are now bustling with energy and anticipation. In the heart of this growing metropolis, a post-war economic boom was in full swing. The city was alive with the hum of industry, the clatter of construction, and the chatter of commerce. Every day, thousands of men and women wielding the spirit of resilience reported to their jobs in factories, offices, and docks. Their work, their sweat, their dreams fueled this remarkable era of prosperity. Did you know that New York's economy grew by an astonishing 50% in just 5 years? American consumers were eager to spend their money after the war. Whether it was on appliances, clothes, shoes, or big-ticket items like homes, cars, and furniture, or even on anything else in between. This was an era of unprecedented growth. It was the golden age of the Empire State, and behind each statistic, a story. Tales of ordinary people doing extraordinary things, of families building lives, communities shaping futures, and a city rewriting its destiny. A testament to the fact that even in the face of adversity, we can rise, we can thrive, and we can prosper.
What an honor that we have been given to come into your place of viewing, your place of listening, and do a Faith, Family, and Freedom program. As you can see, we don't really do a good job of trying to solicit or whatever, but if you or your church thinks this kind of program has validity, that it has the component of being helpful, well, if you'd like to help us, that would be wonderful. We do have a website, FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom, and it would be our honor to come into your area sometime. Right now, I think we've covered about 43 states of being in those states. I've been privileged to be in all of the states, but to speak 43 of them, and our home church is Liberty Baptist Church, 9601 South Cowan Road in Muncie, Indiana. And that's our son, Andy Jr., is our pastor. So it's an honor today. And again, we want to recommend the website, FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom. If you haven't gotten the book, it's always a struggle, but you can use that means. You can use that vehicle to order your copy. They're $40 if we send them in the mail, that pays for the postage and so on. I think that you will enjoy the reading, the material. It's not just an autobiography, but it has stories to which you can relate. I don't feel like that I have attained or have arrived. I'm certainly not an expert, but these are some things that were common, that were germane to me. Perhaps the challenges that you have faced may be more significant, I guess, in the eye of each one, then that's what is relevant to that person. But I hope there's some stories there and some episodes that might bring solace, that might bring helpfulness to you, and we certainly would appreciate that. Remember, we want to be in your area, and we'll look forward to being with you at the next opportunity. But, of course, until that very special time, I want you to know, thanks for being a part of Faith, Family, and Freedom. This is Andrew Phipps saying, have a great day, and God bless you.